At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
All right, NFL football fans, the schedule has been released. And one thing that we know about the National Football League is year-round now. There is no downtime for the NFL. The National Football League is talked about 24/7 now. Back in the day, it was fall and winter, and then you didn't care again until the draft, and then you didn't care again until training camp. That's just not how it is. Every single day you care about the NFL. It is a moneymaker, and every single day there's some sort of news. Whether it's manufactured or not, there's always something. Seriously. NFL Live is on every day.
It is.
Back in the day, 30 years ago, there was not an NFL daily show.
Mm-mm.
Now NFL Live is on every single day during the season and the offseason.
Yeah. Yep. That's how it was. You had to get NFL Network just to get the all-exclusive year-round access.
And that wasn't even 30 years ago, because there was no NFL Network 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But like now, if you go on ESPN, NFL Live is every single day. So with all that being said, today is another one of those days where the folks that just, oh my gosh, that absolutely love the National Football League. And look, we enjoy it. We're football fans. We love it. Where you dive into the schedule, okay? Today is the official NFL reveal.
Yeah.
So, they've just released it literally just minutes ago, the entire schedule. Now, we knew who the opponents were, but we just didn't know the extent of how it was laid out. So we're going to go through it with you. So follow along. Now, I'm not going to get into the preseason because I don't care. Week one of the NFL season, your Minnesota Vikings are on the road facing the Chicago Bears. The Bears will be the team from now all the way up to the regular season that everybody is going to be in love with. I'm dead because we'll sit here and we'll talk about Caleb Williams and how, you know, he was better than what we thought last year in terms of the numbers. Like, the numbers said that he was decent, he was solid. We know that he made some mistakes, and of course, rookies aren't going to always come in and dazzle. Mm-hmm. If they did a redraft, we know that Jaden Daniels would go number one. But the bottom line is Caleb just was he was okay. He was okay. I'm not going to say he was terrible.
Yeah,
but Caleb Williams, Chicago Bears, Monday Night Football. That's who we face for week one.
Mm-hmm.
Week two, and this will be a short week, because we go and play Sunday Night Football. Sunday Night Football against the Atlanta Falcons. You heard me correctly. Monday Night Football is the first game of the year for the Vikings. Then we come home and we face the Falcons. Not at Atlanta. I may have misspoke there. But we come home week two, the Atlanta Falcons. So now we bring in Kirk Cousins back home?
Potentially.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the backup. I mean, we know that Penix is the starter, but like, I don't think that any team is going
backup
to.
Backup for who, though?
Just kidding. I think he's
going to
be the backup in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So week two, short week, Atlanta Falcons. Week three, at home, you face the Pittsburgh Steelers. And not the Pittsburgh. I take that back. Week three is the Cincinnati Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. At home, U.S. Bank Stadium, the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow. So far, I think that's a difficult schedule to start. Week four, you're overseas, and you face the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let me just say this right now. Through the first month of the season, I don't like how this is lining up.
No.
Because we can sit here and we can make fun of Pittsburgh and talk about they got no quarterback. They always have a good defense.
Yeah.
And we got a rookie quarterback. Week five, also overseas.
Yep.
We face the Cleveland Browns.
Pack your bags. We won the last game against Cleveland overseas, though. So.
Yeah, but
that was the famous steal and soccer celebration that we all saw.
JJ's got a deal with Myles Garrett.
Yes. Future Hall of Famer.
Oh, boy. Then we have a bye. So after the back-to-back international games, we have a bye coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Then fresh off the bye, we're at home, and you face the Philadelphia Eagles.
Welcome back to America.
Oh, boy. Then back-to-back weeks on the road, you face the L.A. Chargers.
Harbaugh.
The Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, that's week nine.
I'm still looking for the first win. Maybe Cleveland.
Week 10, you finally come back home. You face the Ravens. Week 11, you face the Bears, also at U.S. Bank Stadium. Then week 12 will be the first time that you face the Packers, you go to Lambeau, week 12, which is, that's the week leading into Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then week 13, you're on the road against Seattle. And your old guy, Sam Darnold. 14, week 14, to finish it off, we've got the Commanders, into the Cowboys, into the Giants, into the Lions, into the Packers. So those are the 18 weeks. Okay, this is my take on the schedule. And I'm not saying this just because I'm trying to be critical. That's a tough schedule.
Dude. This is going to be a learning curve for JJ.
Dude, this is
right
a tough-ass schedule.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not ready to sit here and do wins and losses, but the bottom line is that this is going to be interesting to see what the Vegas over-under is.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is going to be tricky to navigate. I don't know about you, but just on the surface, not doing any real research, and we'll see. There's plenty of time to see how things shake out in terms of training camps.
Eight and a half.
For the Vikings?
Vikings win total odds right now for the upcoming season is 8.5 games.
Okay, so let me look at this. Let me see. 9 games would be the over. I mean, just going through that one time, I don't see 9 games. I'm sorry, I just don't. I'd love to be super optimistic. I'd love to be the homer guy. I'm not into being a homer. I'm not a homer. I could sit there and make the case that the Minnesota Vikings, just at first glance, I'm thinking like 7 wins. I think
it's less.
Let me say this. I think that 7.5, we say 8.5?
I think 8.5 is
I think that's a great number to in terms of like to get money on both sides.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious.
That's safe.
I think that's a safe number. 8.5, there's no way I could look at this on the surface and go over.
Yeah.
There's no way I could go over. I just, oh boy. Are you ready for a long season, man?
They're -155 to win 9 or more games. So I don't even see 8.5. I see 5 or 6. Like,
so you don't even think that that they're going to be getting the 7 wins?
Giants, Cowboys, that's 2 wins. Maybe. I think they split with Chicago because I think Chicago is going to be ready this year. Outside of that, nothing. I mean, maybe Cleveland. Because we have to remember that quarterback room in Cleveland's a mess right now.
Yeah,
it's not good.
It is.
It is the island of misfit toys in Cleveland when it comes to quarterbacks.
I mean, you don't believe in Shador?
No. No, and I've made that abundant. Yeah, you know, you're the same. You're in the same boat.
Same boat about what?
About not believing in Shador Sanders.
No, I'm not believing in him. But I mean, I definitely think he was a steal to get him in the 5th round.
Oh yeah,
that made no sense. That made no sense. I think there's going to be some teams that will look back at that and be like, yeah.
I think it's almost unfair to go from Steelers, Browns overseas. Yeah, you get a bye week, but you get Eagles, Chargers, and Lions as next 3.
Bring on the Super Bowl champions, man.
Then the Ravens.
Like, you think we're scared? We ain't
you
scared.
You think you're out of the woods, then you get Baltimore.
Yeah. It's crazy. 651-461-9226. We have Bite of the Night, which will elicit – I think some reactions. We'll get to it next year on the Lake Show. All right, Bite of the Night goes to Major League Baseball. There's been a lot of talk here in the last 24 hours about Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson. Pete Rose has been removed from its permanently ineligible list. Okay, and that news has led to a lot of speculation about the Hit King maybe. Possibly finally being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame despite the gambling controversy that led to his lifetime ban. Well, New York Mets play-by-play announcer Gary Cohen, he thinks that it's not as simple as that. Like, yeah, we can sit here and I know that we oftentimes when we talk about Pete Rose and how he lied and lied, and then he didn't hold himself accountable, and I never gambled on baseball, and then eventually, you know, there's only so much lying, man. You got to come clean. He comes clean and says, yes, I did, only bet for us to win, all this other stuff, whatever. But there was no other way to get around it. Like, dude, you're banned for life. Well, Cohen speaks to the news that occurred yesterday with Pete Rose being removed from that ineligible list permanently. He doesn't think it's going to be that simple with regards to Pete Rose. And by the way, Pete Rose, the earliest he would be able to be, I guess, voted on is in a couple of years. Yep. It's not like an immediate thing. Yeah. This is what Cohen had to say on the broadcast.
He was the face of baseball, Charlie Hustle.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are also other black marks against Rose's name that have come up in more recent years since he was permanently made ineligible that had nothing to do with gambling.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a tough case for the committee that finally decides it. And that won't happen for another 2.5 years.
All right, so many of you might be like, well, hold on, what is Cohen referring to? Now, he didn't get into specifics, but I think that most people that have kind of followed the Pete Rose story and just his transgressions think that he may be bringing up the fact that he engaged in a sexual relationship with a minor. Okay, when he was in his 30s, Rose later acknowledged later in life that the relationship, he said he didn't know at the time they were a minor, but they say that she would have been 14 or 15. He claimed that she was 16, which was the age of consent in Ohio at the time. Mm-hmm. When asked about it in 2022, Rose told a female reporter, I can't believe he said this, but he says, it was 55 years ago, babe. But that's Pete Rose.
Yeah.
You know, that's it makes all the sense. It sounds like Pete Rose, and I think I saw him say that in the interview. But I think the context of Pete Rose and how people move forward with regards to Pete Rose and remembering Pete Rose, it's not a simple he gambled on baseball thing. I think that people are going to look at him and say, yeah, we don't want Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame because he just wasn't a good guy. And so now, but is that going to be enough for people to say he shouldn't be in? 651-461-9226. Pete Rose is no longer with us. He died last September at the age of 83. Do you think that he should eventually get into the Hall? So I'm torn on this, and this is the reason why I'm torn on it. Pete Rose, it sounds like, and I met Pete Rose before, wasn't a really good dude, okay? He had his flaws because nobody's perfect, okay? Everybody has their flaws. So I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm flawless, that I have no imperfections, that Pete Rose should not go in to the Hall of Fame, okay? That's not what I'm saying. But to act as though morality shouldn't matter at all, I'm not with that. I think you should actually like, it encompasses who you are as a person, okay? But even though I look at the morality of a person, and I'm like, I'm not sure this guy should go in. The thing about Pete Rose is that you cannot talk about, reference, or tell the story of the game of baseball without including Pete Rose. There's no way you can do it. You cannot in any way, shape, or form talk about Major League Baseball and the history of the game without including him. That's the thing. So text line 651-461-9226, or if you want to call it. Do you think that he should be included? Do you think that he should be included but have an asterisk or something that speaks about his transgressions? Does morality matter to you at all? It matters to me, but I cannot sit here and say that you can have a Hall of Fame and it accurately tell the story of the game without Pete Rose, because I don't think it's possible. What do you think?
100% agree. Everybody has their flaws. Everybody has their past. As I was telling Stevie T this yesterday, I think the Shoeless Joe Jackson era, that's in its own fold. It's its own time. Just like Pete Rose, own time, different page. Just like anything, you know, steroids has their era. Like, times were different 50, 100, 75, 25 years ago. It's like you said, if there's one player that's not in this conversation and in Cooperstown right now that is essential to telling the story, the true story of baseball, it's the hit king. It's Pete Rose. And I 100% agree that as weird as it is to posthumously do this, because at first I wasn't a fan of it, but I'm like, if you're going to do it, just do it. Like, just get it over with so we can stop spending every single phase of this Hall of Fame ballot garbage debating on whether he should be in or not. Not that it won't continue after he gets not put in or if he gets put in, but this needs to come to an end.
Yeah. All right, so the text line has got some great text here. We'll get to here in 1 second if anybody wants to call in. 651-461-9226. This one, the 612. Great question, but there are a lot of, quote, bad dudes in anyone's Hall of Fame. At a minimum, he was influential to the game of baseball. At least his history and contributions to the game is history, and his story needs to be part of the Hall, right? Like, I see that point. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you cannot sit here and talk about baseball as a sport in Major League Baseball as an entity and not be able to speak to Pete Rose. For all his flaws,
yeah.
For all the imperfections that he had, it's difficult. Now, this next text is interesting. This is from the 952. As you say, everybody has their flaws. I'm sure we would be disappointed with parts of many players' lives, Babe Ruth among them. At some point, Pete Rose should be admitted to the Hall of Fame, no asterisk. And that's from Kevin. I agree with that. There is a distinction, though. There is one thing about Pete Rose that we do have to factor into this conversation. Pete Rose accepted the ban, right?
Yes
or no? He accepted the ban, right?
Yeah.
And he lied. He lied all those years. He accepted the ban, and he lied all those years. So I'm with the none of us are perfect. I'm with we all have flaws. Pete Rose accepted the ban, though, and he also lied for how many years? 30, I don't want to say 30 years, maybe 20 years?
Yeah.
He lied for a long time. So that adds a different kind of perspective to it a little bit. I know the text would be like, well, he was just a flawed guy. Yeah, he was. But he knew he was flawed back in the 80s, then he added on top of it. Which, oh, man. Super interesting. But at the end of the day, if a person said to me, Lake, yes or no, he's in or he's out, I would have to say that he's in. Because there's only one person, ultimately, that will judge Pete Rose, and that person isn't here with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
651-461-9226, a phone call, a text, or two. And also coming up next, I'm superstitious, and I'm not apologizing for it. We get to that and weather next on the Lake Show. All right, we were talking about Pete Rose. Could he be in a situation where he actually gets into the Hall of Fame in the next couple of years? Lori in Minneapolis, she wanted to chime in on the topic before we transition to other things. How you doing, Lori?
Doing pretty good. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Enjoying this hot weather.
Yeah, it's baseball season, so it works for me.
Absolutely.
So my question and my comment is, when we talk about morals and that, are we going to be setting a precedent if we're letting Pete Rose in because of cheating on baseball?
Yes.
How is that going to affect when we talk about the Houston Astro players?
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That we're caught cheating.
Lori, I'm so glad you brought this up. And another texter has mentioned this as well. It does set a precedent, at least to me, because at some point then, what's the next domino to fall? Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens. I mean, there's so many other people that you start looking at, because remember now, when those guys were using performance-enhancing drugs and steroids, all that, the league knew what was going on. They turned away from it. They were promoting right. Chicks dig the long ball. Like, I mean, so yes, I agree with you.
You know, and I do think we have to do something right here, because it's teaching our kids you can get away with this and still get a gold star later in life for it. I do not like that precedent that sets for up-and-coming and young athletes. You have to earn it, you have to win it, and you have to put in the work.
Yeah.
And cheating is cheating, and that does not get you anywhere in life.
Yeah. Hey, great call, phone call. I appreciate it, Lori. Thank you so much. I think that it's a phenomenal phone call from Lori. And we sit here in the same way that I can sit here and say that we all have flaws and we should value morality, mm-hmm. but we all have our imperfections. It doesn't okay for us as adults to do things and we know that they're wrong and just continue to do stuff and think that there are no ramifications from it. There's a text here from, let me get to it here. It says this from Kevin. As you say, everybody has their flaws. I'm sure I already read that one from Kevin. He says, by accepting the ban, wasn't he owning it to a degree? Okay. And to that, I would say yes, but not really. He accepted it though, right? Like he knew what he was doing. He accepted the ban. Kevin follows up with, yes, Lake, but isn't that manning up? Isn't that owning your actions? And my reply to that would be, and I think that Lori is kind of on the same page with me, no, it isn't.
Yeah.
He lied about his actions for decades.
Mm-hmm.
He did not own up to the actions until he got way later in life. To say that he accepted the ban, that's owning up to your actions, is I would disagree with Kevin. It's not at all. He lied and lied and lied. And then when he was pressed and pressed and pressed about it decades later, then he finally wanted to fess up because he saw, dude, I'm at a dead end. Major League Baseball, he thought that Major League Baseball was bluffing. Mm. When he saw that they weren't bluffing, he was like, okay, they called my bluff. Now I care about this. And so I have to eventually come. He was forced in a corner. And he knew he couldn't get out.
It's true. No, the admitting the guilt part, I think, is kind of the double-edged sword for Pete Rose as a matter of, yeah, it didn't do him any favors then, but the payoff as far as admitting to your wrongdoing and for the better for pretty much the rest of your life, you paid the price.
So somebody that is on trial for something,
mm-hmm.
and they, instead of pleading guilty and confessing to what they did, they say that they're innocent. They say that they're innocent, whatever. Mm-hmm. They get locked up. They go to jail for 20 or 25 years,
yep.
and then they want to come clean. Am I supposed to view them differently? Of course I'm not going to.
Yeah.
You knew all along what was going on. From the 952, for his presence on the field, the way he played the game, his accomplishments, yes, he absolutely should be in the Hall of Fame. I grew up watching and he was one of my heroes. However, there should be an asterisk by his name. He was still one of the great all-time baseball players, period. Another one from the 763. Man, you are firing on all cylinders tonight. Pete Rose deserves to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame, full stop. If he gets an asterisk, It should be for betting on his games, noting he bet on them to win. Leave the morality commentary out. How do you leave the morality commentary out? Like, what? Morals don't matter anymore? I guess I would ask the texter. Morals don't matter anymore in anything that we do in life, whether it's politics, how we deal in our everyday life. Morality means nothing. I would disagree with that. And then the other thing, and I've always felt this way, and this is specific to this texter from the 763. It should be, when he's talking about the asterisk, it should be noted that he bet on them to win. That means nothing to me. That means nothing. I'm going to tell you why. So he is making bets with bookies on his team, right?
Yep.
So, which is illegal and he shouldn't be doing. We know that he wasn't going to bet the same amount of money every single time that he bet.
Yeah.
Because not every single pitcher has the same degree of talent, ability, all that stuff, right? So you're the bookmaker, right?
Yes.
And I'm Pete Rose. Okay, yep. I'm Pete Rose, you're the bookmaker.
Yep.
So today Pablo Lopez is pitching. And I'm betting $1,000 on Pablo Lopez. Well, the next day we've got Simeon Woods Richardson on the mound. I'm not betting $1,000 on Simeon Woods Richardson. I'm betting $200 on him. Isn't that a tip off? As to what I'm being dead serious. That is basically insider information.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit there. If anybody thinks that that's not in a roundabout way, yeah, a tip off as to what he feels and believes about his team's opportunities to win, you're in denial.
Yeah,
you're in denial. None of us that make wagers are going to go to Vegas and place the same amount of money on your team in Major League Baseball, mm-hmm, with all of the different. You're not going to bet the same amount of money on a Pablo Lopez game as a Bailey Ober game as a Simeon Woods Richardson game or a Chris Paddock game.
Yeah.
If I'm putting $10,000 on a Pablo Lopez start, you know what I'm not going to do? Put $10,000 on a Chris Paddock start. I mean, those are tells. There's no other way to get around that.
Yeah, and it's like a Caesars car dealer going over to an MGM property and just, you know, saying, hey, I'm going to start counting cards and figuring this system out and getting it done. It's when you have the inside tip, the inside hand, it's over.
Bob from Oakdale, lying, cheating, denying wrongdoing and getting away with it. What about Trump? Well, we've sounded that for a long, long time. He says we can't have double standards. Mm. So we'll see. And the shoeless Joe Jackson thing that had came up too,
because
that was the other name.
Yep.
Jeff Passan from ESPN, he was on the Pat McAfee show, which I don't watch because I'm not necessarily a big fan of Pat McAfee, but I did see the clip on Twitter where he actually talks about shoeless Joe Jackson, says, well, to be honest with you, Pat, he's been on the ballot before multiple times,
mm-hmm,
and people just didn't want to put him in.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. From the 763 from Kimbers, the morality matters, but is the morality judgments on the other aspects of his life relevant to his Hall of Fame placement? And you're right about the gambling. I didn't think it through and was being flippant. Love you, man. Oh, okay. I see that they were texting about the other part about the betting on the games. Now the other aspects of his life, and this is the context of how we brought up this topic anyway, is Gary Cohen, play-by-play announcer, voice of the Mets. He said during the broadcast yesterday that he thinks that ultimately with Pete Rose, it isn't just going to be about the betting. That there's probably going to be other aspects morally about him, and he's kind of alluding to the underage girl that he was with. She was 15, and he thought that she was 16. If you're in your 30s, you know damn well you shouldn't be dating or messing with a 16-year-old. I don't care what, you know, if it was 50 years ago. Ooh, no, you know that's not a good thing. Come on,
yeah,
it's a little girl. So he thinks that that could be something that people will kind of buy into as well. So we'll see kind of how this shakes out. But just to kind of put a bow on things, this will not become an issue, a reality, until 2 years from now. What is a reality and what is going to happen next, we have headlines. And the person in charge of headlines tonight is Josh Wheeler. He is in for Christopher Tubbs. Chris will be back tomorrow. So let's see what Josh Wheeler has up his sleeve tonight.
Well, let's start with our favorite president of the United States. 20 states, including Minnesota, are suing the Trump administration over conditions on federal transportation and disaster relief funds. A coalition of 20 state Democratic attorneys general filed two federal lawsuits Tuesday, claiming that the Trump administration is threatening to withhold billions of dollars in transportation and disaster relief funds unless states agree to certain immigration enforcement actions. While no federal funding is currently being withheld, California Attorney General Rob Bonta said during a press conference on Tuesday that the threat was, quote, imminent, saying Trump can't use the funds as a bargaining chip as his way of ensuring states abide by his preferred policies. Lake, your thoughts on more funds being withheld by this administration?
Well, I mean, this is what Donald Trump does, right? Mm-hmm. Like he wants to hold back stuff to try to get people on board with his policies, which is, you know, I think one of the funny things about the world that we're living in, he's coming out with all of these executive orders and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, hold on, why has everything got to be an executive order? Aren't the things that you want to get done so popular that people will want to get on board and back it? Why does everything have to be an executive order? But that's another story for another day. Who is he not getting sued by? Seems like everybody's suing.
Should I answer the phone call? It's Drew Halverson.
It
stopped ringing.
Okay.
The Minneapolis City Council is considering a new 2% fee on hotel rooms to boost tourism in the city. The Tourism Improvement District would be created, and the roughly $6 million in revenue would pay for marketing, special projects, and workforce development and training. It would be similar to Minneapolis's Downtown Improvement District, except the revenue would be managed by a committee of hoteliers? I think that's the word.
You said it
who
right.
Would decide how to use the money.
I never really used it in that way, but
first time I've ever seen the word. The district would be managed by the...
You're doing headlines!
Yeah, the Marius Minneapolis Convention and Visitors Association, a.k.a. MEAT. Minneapolis. Lake, we need more money here in Minneapolis. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, look, we
do
know.
Do you think it's an effective strategy to add a 2% fee?
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is.
And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think we have enough fees in hotels.
I don't know. That's when I can't sit here and say definitively I think that this is a win.
Yeah.
Because clearly right now with the economy, mm-hmm. we've got issues. And so I would say that most people are not going to be in favor of this. A lot of people will look at this and be like, why are you tacking on more fees or more? It's interesting.
Right on to our next story. I feel like we brought up pickleball in the past when you and I have worked on this show.
I've never played it. I haven't played it to this day.
Come on, man. You go to Lifetime.
I know. I still haven't played it, though.
They have courts at Lifetime yet?
They got tennis courts. I still haven't played tennis at Lifetime.
Well, there is a push in Maple Grove to let the pickleballs fly. About 10 years ago, we all saw the pickleball stripes added to tennis courts around the metro, including Maple Grove's Fish Lake Woods Park. The game picked up popularity during the pandemic. The courts began getting a lot more use, and with that, more noise would lead ultimately to pickleball stripes being removed in early May and signs going up saying the game was no longer allowed here. And now a petition is being brought through the city of Maple Grove to bring the game back. And let me look up the number here. I think it's...
Wait, the city of, you say Bloomington?
Maple Grove,
okay.
Yeah, and there is, the city does have 28 dedicated pickleball courts with more to come. They tell us they are now being very careful when it comes to pickleball placement.
Wait, are you pro-pickleball or anti-pickleball?
I'm pro. I think it's awesome. I think it's a great...
You play
it's
it?
A great, I've played a couple of the Maple Grove outdoor ones. It's pretty fun.
Okay.
It's great cardio. Great cardio, great conditioning. But there have been getting complaints from neighbors who live nearby these courts saying it's too much noise, and a lot of the pushback from a few of the people in this article saying it's a noisy game, and playground is a noisy place, the basketball court is noisy, and living next to parks, it kind of comes with the territory.
I think that's a weak excuse to say that it's too noisy.
Yeah.
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, if you live by a park or whatever, like it... It comes with the territory.
Correct.
If I'm out there playing basketball, do we think that like if we're running full courts, we think that's just going to be a quiet game?
Yeah.
Crickets? No.
No. No, that's I think I agree 100% with the sentiment that if you live by a park, you're kind of signing up for a lot of noise, whether it's nighttime or daytime, because we've all been to parks on both ends of the spectrum when it comes to being there till 9-10 at night, or even being there first thing in the morning. It gets noisy, and especially with the weather the way it has been, it's the nature of the beast, man. You gotta kind of just put up with it if you live by a park.
Yeah.
But that's all I got for headlines today.
All right. And don't worry about Andrew. Andrew's texting me right now.
Okay,
so we're all good.
Cool.
We're all
good. Gotta make sure the boss is, everything's firing all cylinders.
We're all good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Real quick, this is a final text. It says, just a note, the concepts of morality today are different than 30 years ago, 100 years ago, 200 years ago. I do think, I mean, look, I agree with that. Like, what we deal with or our views on certain things right now are different than what they were maybe like 50 years ago to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. To a certain extent. There are certain things that in society are never going to go out of style.
Yeah.
And so, like, the whole part about, you know, the underage girls, stuff like that, mm-hmm. I don't think it's ever going to be in style, nor should it. Coming up next, let's talk Timberwolves basketball on the Lake Show.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.